Reports of sand being mined in central Maui and shipped to Oahu for use on construction sites have amplified concerns about the practice from the Maui County Council, which last week adopted a resolution aimed at curbing sand mining and protecting culturally sensitive areas. We're getting in touch with council member of the Maui County Council, Don Guzman. He's the county council member who represents Central Maui. He's on the phone with us to outline the issue. Good morning, council member.
Aloha, Chris. Hi. Thank you so much for having me on NPR.
Oh, it's my pleasure. This is a growing concern, isn't it? How has it come your way?
I just missed the first part of it. Can you repeat the question?
Well, essentially, I said that a recent report of sand being actually shipped to Oahu was kind of the last straw, but it's been a problem that people have been talking about for a while. I just wondered how word of these concerns had come to your office.
Well, it actually came through our council's Infrastructure and Environmental Management Committee,
mm-hmm.
Wherein the issue was brought forward through a measure on a temporary sand moratorium.
Mm-hmm.
And when that bill was introduced into committee to be considered, we received testimony from the general public, specifically some organizations that had witnessed this large amount of sand that was being basically extracted from a residential subdivision area that was be constructed, and the sand being transported to a concrete area placed on barges to Oahu. That gave some type of flags. Red flags came up, and we actually had SHPDA, the state historical preservation department, come down to the floor and explain whether there was any monitoring going on. We also had other entities such as the developers themselves stating on the council, on the committee, stating that they were within their permit regulations of their grubbing and grading permits.
Mm-hmm.
So we had all this opposing testimony that was placed on the floor, and then eventually, while that was being debated over a series of committee meetings, the organizations and the individuals had filed a lawsuit, and that lawsuit had come to fruition on particular matters on a preliminary injunction. And so when Judge Cardoza eventually made a ruling or opined on the whether or not there should be a preliminary injunction of sand extraction, I took notice of that because of my my legal background, being an attorney. I took that and all the evidence that was produced in the court case and fashioned the appropriate two bills to address some of the main issues that were being opined in the court case.
Well,
and that was basically clearing up the permitting process on both, as well as the archaeological monitoring plans having more enforcement on that part of it.
Let's just set the stage. Sand gets used in construction projects. It's an ingredient in what, foundations, concrete?
Excuse me, can you repeat that?
Why does sand... I want to
just
set the stage by saying why sand gets mined in the first place.
Oh, okay. Well, in a general sense, there are two types of permits. There's one for grubbing and grading, that's on-site construction.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, most developers and builders go in for that. And then there's a second permit or special use permit that is mining in itself, which is more stringent, and you have to go through all types of regulation and monitoring. And so when at some point in our ordinances, our county ordinances, as they are written, are very vague as to what you can do in a grubbing and grading. And so what was happening in this particular matter was that they were permitted to grade and grub about 213,000 cubic yards, roughly an area of 8.9 acres. And what they were doing was they were extracting that sand and taking that sand to a mining company and basically selling it. And then that mining company or that sand concrete company was transporting it to Oahu. Now, they were saying that they were permitted to do so under the grubbing and grading permit, which there is loopholes. And that's why I had to tighten it up and say, look, if you're going to extract that amount of cubic yards, we need to have better definitions of the extraction of mining. So in my definition, I put 100,000 cubic yards in excess of that, then you need to have a permit to mine, as well as, you know, just looking at the facts, you are the developer and you're selling the sand to a mining company. That's mining. I don't care how you call it.
Well, council member,
whatever loophole you call it at, but that's mining.
That's also, there are cultural concerns, right? That if you just...
Oh, yes. And that's the second bill that I had was, or that I proposed, was to enhance the enforcement provisions when those developers or the construction personnel fail to comply with the state and federal regulations affecting archaeological monitoring and the preservation and the mitigation plans, also with the soil and water within a water and soil conservation district. So that bill basically says, let me preface it by saying that in our ordinances, it doesn't give the director of public works who has the authority to revoke the permits. It doesn't give that a specific authority to the public director to revoke or deny the permit based off of violations from the state SHPTA, state historical preservation regulations, as well as any violations in the monitoring plan, things like that. It doesn't give that authority directly to the public director to do that. So I went in there and made the amendments to make sure that if any entity doesn't comply with these monitoring archaeological plans, as well as the other state and federal regulations, then that gives the authority of the public director to revoke and fine the entity that is violating those regulations. So,
well, Councilmember,
these two bills are basically—they're not the silver bullet, but basically they're a starting point to clarify our county laws and make them more up to date.
Well, Councilmember,
we've
got to go. We want to keep track of this with you. So, thanks very much for talking with us. Don Guzman represents the Kahului Residency Area on the Maui County Council and chairs the Parks, Recreation, Energy, and Legal Affairs Committee.